Does it just come off of the report then? But I suspect...
It would come off the report if it was done.
Yeah. So the there were cost estimates, one set of cost estimates provided to me. They don't reach $1.5 million, but I think there were two versions, $1.1 million and $1.2 million roughly, were the cost estimates for repair to the bridge. They were oddly dated the day before they were provided to me.
I noticed that.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Which is kind of odd. So I'm interested to hear how John views those estimates as well.
I'm trying to get a hold of the same guy I talked to and see if I can get something out of him. But like I said, the last 2 weeks have been tough with vacations. And vacations and budget.
I'm surprised to see that there have been no grant applications filed since 2020. What I did not send to all of you were the other bridge reports, because I asked for the reports on all the county-owned bridges because statements were made about how much worse the other bridges were, and the vast majority of the bridges all have poor condition ratings. Only one of them has a good condition rating, but it also similarly appeared that there were ongoing work not planned recommendations dating back years and years for the other bridges as well. I did ask for, and I sent you the ones that I received, all of the payments that the county made relative to the bridge's repairs, which were mostly to Magui-Hauser and Edsel, which I would assume, you know, their bills were provided as well, and they seem to be, for example, developing the cost estimates that were provided. So it does seem that there were preliminary estimates provided going back in April and May, but I was not given those vis-a-vis the request that I made, only the final ones that were dated August 19th. The bridge's condition is, you know, as you said, the underside has a better shape than the sides in particular seem
sides
to be
and
the concern. We don't have any traffic counts to know what the traffic is, but the concern over the sides being struck by traffic does seem like a relevant thing in its current condition. And there certainly doesn't appear to be any appetite at the county for repairs. I think we need to have John look at the estimates that were provided. And I think that we should ask a recommendation from him about perhaps restricting the road leading up to the bridge to local traffic only. I'm not sure if that will actually make a difference.
That's a tough one. Stop signs don't even work.
I understand that part, but if we collaborate with the borough, I mean, we might get somewhere in that regard.
Well, the biggest issue I think PennDOT was concerned about was when I told them Chuck's going to be backing out onto 209 to get out of there, and they will not have that.
Right. So the county hasn't given us any indication of what their time frame is for doing this. And oddly, that report on the bridge inspection doesn't seem to indicate that there was any request by PennDOT to downgrade the rating of the bridge for traffic or to make any changes. It seemed to indicate to me as a layperson reading it that the condition of the bridge was not really substantially different than the previous review. So kind of surprising that major changes were being made at that point.
Well, something must have been said somewhere, because PennDOT didn't know they lowered the weight on the bridge.
Well, it appears Magui-Hauser went out and did some kind of a review of the bridge. Whether there was perhaps an accident where the bridge was struck and that prompted it or something of that nature, I didn't get any documents that would have indicated that. But I think we should have John look at whether or not
we should
issue a recommendation to change the road to
local traffic. It might be a county bridge, but it comes to us.
Well, the frustration is we don't want the school bus stuck on the main road. We don't want our guys to have to back the plow trucks onto the main road in the middle of a snowstorm, and that, you know.
Septic trucks.
Garbage
fire truck, garbage truck.
And so if...
Without going on private property.
Right.
The county's not given an indication to us of what their timeframe is for making it pedestrian only. I think that we need to find that out. I would suggest that when Harvey goes to the road task force, that should perhaps be a conversation that's requested, you know, that the county provide us that kind of information. As they certainly indicated they planned to do it, but they didn't give us any time frame.
Right.
And I think we need to ask the question, why is the county not applying for state funding or federal funding right now? That with the Infrastructure Act, there's federal funding opportunities. Why does it seem like the condition of all of the county bridges are not being improved? We have the motor licensing fund, and we have, you know, all these kind of historic opportunities for funding. So it would be, you would think, an opportune time to leverage additional outside dollars to help improve the bridge conditions. And it seems like instead, at least in our bridge, but it is indeed not correct to say that the traffic count on the bridge doesn't warrant the bridge activity, because there is no traffic. So I think it's just a matter that they see an alternate route available. And the problem with that is, you know, I remember when they had this conversation about Old Owego. Well, you can go around the other way, which is well and good until Route 6 is closed,
right,
for a traffic accident. And then the only thing you can do is route the traffic down Old Owego. And if we didn't have that alternate route, we would just have all those vehicles sitting there. Right?
Well, the other thing you got is the bus. The bus pulls in on Constitution Ave, picks up and drops off for Greenwood Hills, then continues around over the bridge, and then turns to go up Sarah Street. You close that bridge, now the bus has to go by the Shell and make the right. And that road is very narrow there, and if there's a car there, that bus is going to have to stop on 209 and wait
until the car gets out.
They're not going to make it in with a car.
Can't make the turn.
So this has been the issue I've been pushing with PennDOT, because it's going to be a hazard.
Well,
it's creating a lot of hazards.
It doesn't seem that it's PennDOT's decision. That's the problem.
No.
Well, it is when it comes to 209.
How so?
They already said if people have to back out onto 209, that's their road. They can stop that from happening.
So let me follow this through. That doesn't prevent the county from closing the bridge.
It might, if PennDOT forces them to repair the bridge because of all the hazards that it could cause on their highways.
Well, I think that PennDOT has a number of programs that are designed to help people.
Right.
They missed the window for the CFA multimodal program this year, but they didn't miss the window for the PennDOT multimodal program. And PennDOT's infrastructure bank program has a 2% interest rate. And both of those programs could be used for bridge repairs. So I think that we should, try to have a good conversation with the county about our concerns. You know, I'm not sure that that's sunk in yet, but we need to understand why they're not applying for funding that's available to make repairs instead of shutting down the bridge. And I get that they have a number, and what I did not get was anything like what we had, an all-encompassing document that says, okay, here are all the bridges and they're ranked in the priority order of the projects that should be done, you know, first, second, third, fourth. I didn't get anything like that. I think that my request would have resulted in me receiving that if there was one. I can't guarantee that. But I don't see what the plan is for the repairs. And I think, you know, maybe the road task force meeting is a good place to start a conversation. There are bridges in, under the county's purview, all over the county, various townships, a number of them in Lehman Township. But Lackawaxen, Greentown, Blooming Grove, you know, there are bridges all over the Chihula. You know, there's a one here, one there, except in Lehman, where it seemed like there was three or four. So I would ask that we have Harvey, he's been attending the Road Task Force meetings,
yeah,
off right?
and on, yeah.
So start the conversation there with the county about what is their plan for the bridge repairs, what is their plan for, you know, how long, you know, are they willing to discuss with us our concerns about making the bridge pedestrian only? And then I think we need to have John look at a recommendation for making the road
local
traffic only. When's the road task
force meetings? Middle
of the month, right? Third Thursdays. Third Thursday.
And I'll see if I can get that, Lee Harvey.
Yeah.
Third Thursday's the 18th this month.
The 18th.
All right, so I think we have a plan there.
Yep.
Do we need a motion, you think? We're good.
We're good.
Okay.
Suggestion of a Pacific Defective Ordnance Declaration.
This, I think, is a leftover on the...
Leftover from before.
Right. So... unless we have a recommendation otherwise from the Planning Commission,
which
I don't think
we
do.
What?
I think we left it at the last Planning Commission meeting that Mr. Belwar and Mr. Their attorney, Waldron, are still negotiating a few points to add to that, and I don't anticipate anything. I would suggest that you keep this on the deck, but I don't see any sense of urgency at this point. Though the applicant is anxious. So, but I think they were anxious a while ago. But I don't see Mr. Belwar didn't give me the impression that there was any panic. Is it, you get the same read, Bob?
Yeah.
Okay. My 2 cents.
I'll make a motion to table. I think we should. You wanted to keep it on the agenda, Kevin.
I think
yeah.
You should keep it on the deck.
Keep it on the agenda.
So table it to the next meeting.
What time is the Road Task Force meeting,
Gary? Is it 3 p.m.?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. So COG is at 1 o'clock, and
no,
the Road Task Force.
No,
COG is at 3 o'clock.
Ah,
yeah.
I had it backwards.
Motion's been made. I second it. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. So passed. Computer upgrade to Windows 11.
Table that again, please. I make a motion we table that.
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 So passed.
On that note, I did talk to him, and because we are a municipality and considered a business account, that the support isn't going to stop until next October. It's going to stop for residents, for residential use this October.
Okay.
Okay.
So we have a little more time. That's
we have
good.
A little more time.
New printer for the permit office.
We're still waiting on that. He thinks he might have one. I'll table that to the next meeting. So.
I'll second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Planning Commission recommendation. Data center regulations.
Kevin, did you want to talk to that?
I think that we need to be very concerned about data center regulations. And there's a few reasons that I'm concerned. One is that the state is getting behind them and helping to get the approval process streamlined, as they're putting it. We have a new high tension line coming into the county, which is going to end right near where our commercial district is. My biggest concern is these data centers are Number one, huge users of groundwater. Huge, their cooling towers are immense, the amount of water that they use to keep their... They have an ambient noise level that is pretty intense from what I understand. So and they operate 24/7. So there's a lot of quote unquote environmental concerns that go beyond the normal business park or whatever. So and I don't want to create any panic, but I think that I'd like to create a sense of urgency to get something enacted. Now it's really involved, and it's very new, and it's but if we're concerned about the water, I haven't seen any hard facts that I really, but they're talking about hundreds of thousands.
Depending on the size, they're talking 500,000 gallons a day to 1.5 million gallons a day.
There was testimony at the Senate Republicans hearing that data centers, depending on their size, could use as much as 3 million.
Yeah.
3 million gallons per day of
per
water.
Day.
But it's a scale thing, so it depends on the size of the campus.
Right, but that
also that they don't have to be cooled by water, and the new technology is coming. The question is, how, what else are they going to be using instead? There was discussion that they would be using liquid nitrogen to cool them instead of water.
Testing the sewage water right now to be used for cooling them.
Sewage water, fracking water,
and
mine scarred water.
Using recycling systems, but what we had discussed was the urgency to get it, because they use such high utilities too, to get a basic plan together, basic ordinance that we could grow on, but get something in there to protect the water, the utilities, the basics right now, because the data center itself is a very detailed ordinance.
Well, we inherently have a huge noise problem in the township now, just with the existence of 84, and the amount that that's changed in the last few years is just incredible.
Yeah.
But if you have, from what I understand, the noise that comes from these is huge.
Depending on how they're constructed.
Well, so there needs to be some. That was our concern. And instead of us looking at a lot of different ordinances, and not being that there aren't that many, we need to find one that sort of covers where we're going at, and advertise that, get that in gear, and then with the outcry for what some of the other development was going to be, if this has that much of an effect on the water alone, this should be a no-brainer for the community. But that's only my opinion. So
I'm not sure what you mean.
A no-brainer to
postpone it so that we have time to thoroughly create.
No, to enact something.
Enact something
so that
for protection.
I mean,
good example is the compressor station. It's going to be that times 1,000 probably with the noise, but it's a type of noise that's constant, doesn't let up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like just loud noises. It's a steady,
annoying. It's a drone, from what I understand. It's just.
I will tell you that I have inquired with the PPL economic development person about what they're seeing. One of the questions that I had was about what I didn't hear covered in the hearing was whether these can locate in proximity to quarrying activities because of the earth disturbance when you blast at the quarry. And I was told that both quarrying and rail used to be an impediment and no longer is an impediment for them. They now will look at locations in proximity, both of those things, because the technology's advanced. And I know that there was actually a hearing this afternoon that I wasn't able to hear all of, but Senate Democrats were having their hearing today. Both of those hearings are available online, so folks can go and do the replays if they want to hear what they had to say. And they had various officials talking also about the changes in electricity rates and how the massive amount of demand that these data centers are putting on the capacity to produce power that we have in the state is making such a short availability of supply compared to demand that it's increasing the rates when we have the power supply auctions, which is one of the reasons that your power bill is going up. But it's not the only reason. The fact that we just don't have enough power to make, essentially to make ends meet. They're talking about lots of different things, including today. I was hearing them talking at the hearing today about whether or not there are double or triple counts on the forecasts for how much power is going to be used because of projects that are shopping. And so maybe being counted in multiple places.
And then the other issue, which is been going around, is they're starting to come out with micro-nuclear plants for just places like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was told that, yeah.
I don't even know where to start with
that. That kind of shock response it seems to be universal
that's
around the state.
It's pretty scary stuff.
Yep.
The bottom line is, this is way too lucrative, so we better watch out. That's all I'm saying.
I agree.
Did the Planning Commission ask us to enact a defective ordinance?
We asked the solicitor to please get something together forthwith.
And us to just say yes, move with it.
Okay, so the action that the Planning Commission asked us to take was to ask our solicitor to produce something.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
That's it.
Want me to make a motion? I make the motion that we ask our solicitor to review and produce possible regulations and for data centers. You want to add anything to that?
No, I think that's broad enough.
Okay.
He did provide you with the Cumberland County document.
Yes, but that's a very in-depth document.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just trying to take bits and pieces of it and get something
out there. I don't know whether we want to take whether it might make sense to adopt that type of an ordinance.
It might.
I can tell you that the person I spoke with at PPL indicated that Cumberland County was what they saw as the best, most fully developed model that they've seen come out around the state so far.
Well, no.
I don't know how it compares to what the county just provided us.
Yeah.
Which the Planning Commission, I'm guessing, didn't see that yet because it just came out. So.
It came out Friday.
So you'll have that to look at as well.
Mm-hmm. So forward. Okay, I'll forward that.
Tony did produce a 6-month moratorium request for us to look at for tonight. For data centers. It's a copy of it.
But he's not here.
I would say we should do that, too.
You want to start that clock ticking out?
He suggested that. Mr. Magnata suggested that. So if you have that, that means that we have to...
We got to move it. 6 months, we got to get that thing out.
You'd have to be done within 6 months, yeah.
But that creates nobody applying for it during the moratorium.
Mm-hmm.
Which is where we lost on our last ordinance.
Okay. But that wasn't your motion. Are you changing your motion?
Well, the motion was to have Tony look at it. That's still a standing motion, but also this would be a separate motion to go with the moratorium for 6 months on data centers as provided by our solicitor, Tony.
Do you see one in the next month or so? Is that something that you want to think about? I don't know.
We don't know.
I don't know either.
It's a crapshoot. Nobody's bought that property up there yet.
I heard they raised the price of it again.
Yeah.
A friend of mine was looking at it.
I think, did we do the first one, or no? We didn't finish
the first one. There was a motion, and it stopped there. So now Bob is saying he wants those as sort of, he's put two separate motions on the floor. So I'm seconding the motion to have Tony produce, but he already produced.
Now review, go over it with us, and start working on it, actually.
Okay, with the Planning Commission?
With the Planning Commission, yes.
For data centers, which I thought we enacted at the last meeting.
Oh, we did too.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was in the minutes, but.
I don't know if we actually moved it to that planning board or not. I couldn't remember.
Maybe that's what
well,
it is.
Well, the question is the moratorium, is that timely now, or is that?
Well, I think.
That was one motion, and Bob said the other one was a second motion.
Yeah.
We got to advertise that and everything, right?
The moratorium would be an ordinance, so it would have to be advertised.
Correct.
And we'd have to have a hearing.
Correct.
Right?
Yep. I believe so.
Just the fact that we just said we're going to work on the data center ordinance, I would say do the moratorium, because if anybody hears this meeting or sees this meeting, they may say, let's get that in there now.
Well, the problem is it's done as an ordinance, so it has to be adopted in the manner an ordinance is adopted.
Yeah,
so
I know.
But the draft would have to be sent to the county.
That gives you time in itself.
In itself.
Yeah. So there was no vote on the first motion, which was seconded.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed.
Okay. Second motion is to move the moratorium forward.
Move the moratorium forward as provided by the solicitor.
Which would also require that it be sent to the county for review.
Do we have a second on that?
Is it? Does it actually? See, without the attorney here, it's not
sure.
Zoning.
It's an ordinance.
It is sort of zoning.
It's an ordinance. It has to go to the county.
It has to be advertised, but I don't know if it has to go to the county if it's not. It's about zoning technically, right? So.
It's going to be 30 days anyway. So. But we'll call tomorrow. Find out.
Okay.
We'll move forward with it either way.
Did you second that, Gary?
No, I didn't. I said. But I will second it.
Okay.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed.
Okay.
Milvernar Star Resolution.
I'll make a motion that we adopt the resolution supporting the Milford Knob Star Restoration as requested by the county and the borough.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed.
As long as there's no fees involved, guys.
I didn't see any.
I didn't see any to us. It appeared that the county paid the
county
fee
paid
to
permit.
To the Park Service for that.
Yeah, they paid the permit fee.
Okay.
You can turn it back anyway. 2026, a minimum municipal obligation worksheet.
Do you have a question about that, Shahan?
No, I'm just supposed to show it to the Board of Supervisors. That's why it's on the agenda.
Okay.
Okay.
And then I'm going to forward it back to them.
Planning Commission requests appointment of an alternate member.
I make a motion that we table that until the solicitor's here.
I'll second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. So passed. Request to close the Old Eagle Turnpike on September 27th. Great Towers National Historic Site.
Is that on here? It's crossed off on mine.
What?
I don't know why that is. It's not on mine. Maybe it was a. Well, sometimes the copy machine. You have to clean it off or it does that.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion that we close Old Eagle per. Great Towers request on September 27th.
That's their festival.
With the hours that they requested for the Festival of Wood.
I'll see what that gives everybody a reason not to come to our thing.
Well, I don't know if people want to go to the festival, what, at 9 o'clock in the morning? Maybe
yeah.
they do. But
yeah.
10 o'clock in the morning, I should say.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed.
Do you wear your glasses for reading only?
Mm-hmm. Anything else on public participation? Yes, ma'am.
That's it.
Might be strong.
I'm coming from the Pike County Dispatch. I was just wondering if there was any, there's not any current plans for a data center. Nobody has
no.
like,
try.
Come.
No.
Okay.
Oh. Nope.
It's easy far. You can see close. It's like
Dave,
no
Kevin? Anything else?
No, we just, with respect to the appointment of an alternate member to the Planning Commission, we just asked that the solicitor notify us or what the legality of that is, how many there can be, and then I think we need to formulate, and we talked about what the responsibilities would be or how often they would be expected to attend or how that, because if you have alternate members, they need to be up on speed.
Yeah, I don't know if it pertained to the Planning Board, but I know, probably 8 or 10 years ago, the state changed it. That it used to be if you missed 3 meetings, you could be replaced, and the state put it endless, even for supervisors.
Well, I know for supervisors, there are towns
I don't
where
know if it,
people got elected and haven't come, or they had some kind of bad experience and haven't come back. And
yeah,
can't
and I don't know. I don't know.
Still have to pay
I don't
them.
Know when.
I don't know
I
if,
don't,
it, if it applies to appointees.
Right, and I don't know what the state considers non-feasible. So and that really was the question that we had of the solicitor. You know, what are the parameters that there is, you know, we're not sure where we want. So we just need to have a clear understanding of that, that's all.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else under public participation? I have something. I was invited to be a panelist at the Pennsylvania Municipal League Conference in Erie in October.
Congratulations.
Yes, I'm going to go. It's October 2nd. So I don't know if I will be able to attend the Pike County Conference or not, but I'll figure that out.
That conference is the 4th, right?
No, the
3rd.
The 3rd.
You were asked to be put on the panel?
Mm-hmm.
Well, nice.
Well, that's what I said. Congratulations.
No, we will.
I have no idea how. Except that I happen to have lunch with the right person, I guess, or maybe the wrong person, depending.
Well, somebody's paying attention, so that's okay.
Yes. Proud of you.
That's nice.
Not going to my head, don't worry. Oh, anything else? Was there anything good at the County Planning Commission meeting?
I did not make it. I'm sorry.
Nothing else? I'll make a motion. We pay the bills and adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, please come say aye.
Aye.